me see if I'm following you. The priest actually got up and walked out in the middle of confession?
All I said was he had nice eyes.
You are a desperate, desperate woman.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. The nominees for Westchester High School prom king and queen are...
a bunch of losers and us.
Woo!
Oh, hold it. You're both nominated?
Oh, well, I don't really think that I could win. Vivan, he is a shoo-in for king. He's so well-liked, even the other nominees are gonna vote for him.
I'm probably the most popular kid ever, but I refuse to let it go to my head.
So, Mr. Popular, when is the final vote?
Next week.
Oh, Mom, you have to help me pick out an awesome dress. Even the runner-ups get photographed a lot.
Isn't the maternity prom shop next to the Gap?
Cheyenne, I'm glad you're keeping all this in perspective. After all, you are up against four other girls who aren't pregnant. I'm assuming.
Yeah, one of them is Morgan Brooks.
The cheerleader? Oh, she's hot.
I'm hot, too.
You should be. You've been baking for 9 months.
Look, I know I'm not gonna win. I mean, after all that's happened, I can't even believe I got nominated. I guess that proves how popular I was, BP.
BP?
Before pregnancy. Oh, Bam. Let's go order your tux, my king.
It's good to be king.
Oh.
Can you believe it? Prom this week, then graduation. Well, it looks like we actually survived the Cheyenne years.
At least we know Kira's gonna be easier.
Oh, thank God for our smart and sweet little tuba player.
Yeah.
Nice to have one daughter who doesn't like the fast lane.
Well, I'm going to my tuba lesson.
A whole department of big-bellied formal wear.
Ah, those are maternity dresses.
You want to tell her, or should I?
I'm sure there's something cute in here. Not this one.
Look, it's got to be perfect. Prom night is the most important night of my life. Oh, well, except for my wedding day. Oh, and when I meet drill team. Oh, you know.
She is so excited.
A lot more than I was for my prom.
Ah, oh, you're just still upset Mason Hunter didn't invite you.
I held out to the last minute, then had to settle for Billy.
He was cute.
He was my cousin.
Mom, can I...
No.
But, Mom...
No.
I don't think it's so bad.
You hit on a priest.
Fine.
Oh. Oh, honey, that looks great.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Wouldn't it be funny if I actually won?
Funny ha-ha or funny it'll never happen in a million years?
Hey, I mean, maybe this pregnancy's not as big a deal as I thought. Why would I have been nominated if I didn't have a chance?
Don't make it all about winning. Remember, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Clearly, you've never won anything. Morgan?
Cheyenne, I was just talking about you.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was saying how if I couldn't win, it would be really nice if you did.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
My toothpaste, please. Do you always brush with Preparation H?
Hey. That is my wife's cream. It's a pregnancy thing. Here you go, honey.
Van. It is toothpaste.
Are you okay, honey?
I'm feeling a little hurt.
You better take your cream.
Oh.
Morgan Brooks is a very formidable adversary. And a bitch to boot. Dennis Dugan.
Van Montgomery.
Everybody knows you. Me? Well, unless you've been searching for Bobby Fischer, I'm insignificant.
I'm having a little trouble following, but if there's a kid missing, I'll help look.
I'm captain of the chess team. Last year, we invited the drill team to one of our matches. No one showed up, except Cheyenne. She jumped around for hours, inspiring one checkmate after another.
You gotta love her.
Oh, we do. Unfortunately, after taking a representative sample of the voting students, we're projecting Morgan Brooks will crush Cheyenne in the election.
Oh, man, this is gonna break Cheyenne's heart. Gosh, she would have been a cinch for prom queen if I hadn't gotten her pregnant.
True.
I can't believe the whole school's going for Morgan.
Well, not everybody. A large portion of the student body is alienated.
They're here illegally?
It means they feel left out, so they don't usually care about stuff like voting for prom queen.
Well, what if I can get them to care? I mean, what if I can convince them to vote for Cheyenne?
It's a tall order.
Hey, I'm tall! But I'm also the most popular kid ever. Tell me, Dennis, where can I find the alienated?
There.
Yeah.
There. There.
I'm on it. Hey, kid.
Don't hit me.
I'm not. I just want to talk to you. Listen, I want you to vote for Cheyenne for prom queen.
I don't vote for things like that.
Yeah, but if you do this time, you're invited to my house for a party.
Wow, a party at Van Montgomery's.
Well, she can count on my vote.
All right. Oh, that wasn't too hard. I gotta find more voters. On to the library.
It's that way.
Of course!
Why would you even let the meter reader in your house?
Because I am a desperate, desperate woman.
Mom, he grabbed me in front of my friends, wrapped me in this jacket, then shoved me in the car and drove away.
You were supposed to pick her up from school, not kidnap her.
I'm driving up. I see this girl and I think, who lets their daughter out of the house dressed like that? And then I realize, we do.
Mom bought it for me.
That's not the skirt I bought you. That's the skirt I bought you.
Cheyenne was allowed to wear short skirts.
Oh, that's not helping your case.
That's right. We already have one pregnant daughter. We're not going for the record.
That's so unfair. Why do I have to suffer because of what Cheyenne did?
I hate to butt in.
Well, then don't.
But with all due respect to Reba, Kira is a teenager now. If you come down too hard on her, she'll rebel even more. I know I did.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go home and get my meter read.
Do you think we were too hard on Kira?
No. We've got to save her from the pain and suffering that Cheyenne is going through.
I won! I'm prom queen!
What? I beat Morgan Brooks! They said the turnout was much higher than expected, and most of those votes were for me.
Well, that's wonderful news. Wonderful and surprising news.
I have got so much to do. I gotta get my nails done. I gotta finalize my hairstyle. I forgot how hard it was being popular.
So, Mrs. H, I was thinking, could we have a party here before the prom?
I guess that's okay.
So who are you gonna invite? The usual suspects, football team, drill team?
Or some other teams.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, it's a party, just so, you know, get some chips, sodas, a couple chessboards.
Chessboards?
Yeah. You know, it's a party. What's a party without chess? Oh, and throw some calculators around, you know, just for decoration.
Is he acting a little strange?
Yes. But look on the bright side. It's prom night, and we don't have to worry about our daughter getting pregnant.
Thank you for the wonderful party, Mrs. Hart. Dennis Dugan.
Oh, welcome, Dennis. It's nice to meet you. There's a lot of students here I've never met.
Just think of us as Cheyenne's constituency.
Okay. Thank you. There's definitely something weird going on around here.
Man, I never knew so many people I didn't know loved me.
See, I told you you're as popular as ever.
Why didn't you invite any of our regular friends?
Well, they get to see you all the time. And that's selfish. A queen as popular as you are should spread herself around.
Right. Hmm. Hi, I'm Cheyenne. I'm your queen.
Attention, friends and people I've never seen before. I'd like you to raise your glasses in honor of my son-in-law and especially my daughter. You know, high school is notorious for being superficial, but you people saw past the pregnancy and voted for what truly counts, her beauty.
Thanks, Daddy.
Say, did I ever tell you I was king of my high school prom?
About 100 times. Well, look who decided to come out of her room.
You happy?
You look nice.
I look like you.
She does.
Oh, I envy these kids. I wasn't allowed to go to my prom. Daddy thought dancing was the devil's handiwork.
How do you feel about sleeping with married men?
He never showed any interest in it.
So I opened with E4, and in 10 moves, I had him in check.
Excuse me. E4 is an excellent opening chess move, but if you ask me, NF3 is the way to go.
NF3? Fascinating. You really know your game. Why haven't you joined the team?
Me? The high school chess team? Well, I'll have to check my schedule. His name's William. He's a senior and he's really cool. And are you ready? He asked me to the prom.
And I said no.
Mom, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I don't know what's gotten into you lately, but this behavior is gonna stop if I have to ground you until you're 30. Now go to your room.
But
now.
Hey, sweetheart. What happened?
A boy just invited her to the prom.
Which one is he? I'll kill him.
His name's William.
Good enough.
The solution really is to help them rebuild their whole economic infrastructure.
Excuse me, Dennis. Who is William?
Oh, I am.
Excuse me. I know your kind. You prey on innocent, unsuspecting young girls. Boy, I'd take you out back and give you what for, pal.
Easy, Brock. William, maybe you didn't know this, but Kira is only 13.
I know.
Okay, buddy, it's me and you.
No,
outside!
I didn't know when I asked her. Van told me. Besides, she turned me down.
She did?
Look, it's not my fault. She was dressed like an older woman.
Then.
Yeah.
Everyone, the limos are here. Bye, Mom and Dad. Thank you for everything.
Ready, my queen?
Ready.
I guess we kind of overreacted, didn't we?
Yeah. I believe you owe Kira an apology.
arrange marriage here yet?
We had a talk with William, and it appears that your father and I, and by that I mean mostly your father, might have overreacted a little.
A little?
Look, I know we're a little gun-shy because of Cheyenne, and we realize you are not Cheyenne. Shoot, if she'd been asked out to the prom at 13, she'd have gone.
She did.
What?
Nothing.
So, must have been pretty cool getting asked out by a high school boy.
It was all right.
Just all right?
Okay, it was pretty cool. I told him I have a boyfriend in France. Do you think you believe me?
Boyfriend in France. Yeah, that always works. But another cool thing is, he liked you for you and not for what you were wearing.
Yeah, you're right. Once I get back to wearing what I want to wear, I'm gonna be unstoppable. It's all good.
Wish I had a boyfriend in France.
Wait, we should let everybody go in and make an entrance.
Cheyenne, I never got a chance to congratulate you on your victory.
Thank you. I'm sure it was really close. Mm-hmm.
But you got more votes. How did you get more votes than me?
I'm more popular?
Are you? Or is he?
Okay, let's go in.
Come on. Wait. What do you think she meant by that?
Who cares? She's a sore loser. Let's go.
Well, hey, thanks for the great party, my homie.
Homie, why were all those kids I don't know at our party?
I told you. They're friends of mine, going in now.
Are they your friends because you got them to vote for me?
What? No. Well, maybe. Look, all I did was encourage some kids to vote.
By promising them a party.
No. I also had to join the debate team.
I can't believe this. I thought I won queen because of me, not because you bribed people to vote for me.
No, but don't think of it as a bribe. Think of it as a good campaign. You wanted to win, didn't you?
Not this way. I'm not going in there.
Well, you have to. You're the queen.
No, Van, because everybody in there knows that the only reason I'm queen is because of you. I would rather die than walk in there.
Well, then I'm not going in either.
Yes, you are. You won by a landslide. You're the most popular kid ever.
Oh, like that's my fault?
What are you doing home?
Van fixed the election. He's been scamming all week to get kids I don't even know to vote for me.
That explains the math problems on the napkins. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. But you had to know you were a long shot.
Yeah, a big, fat, pregnant long shot. When I thought I made queen, it was like people were seeing me the way they used to. The girl I was before I was pregnant. I miss being that person sometimes.
I know you do.
Mom, I've looked forward to this night for so long. Now it's ruined.
At my prom, I slow danced with my cousin. Cheyenne, you're forgetting. You've got something a lot of girls don't have. Someone who loves you.
Why did he do this to me?
Honey, he didn't do this to you. He did it for you. He knew what being queen meant to you, and he did whatever he could to make it happen.
Oh, God.
What?
He even joined the debate team, Mom.
There's still time, Cinderella. You don't turn back into a pregnant pumpkin until after the prom.
I'm gonna go get Van. Thank you, Mom.
You bet.
Hi.
Hey. I'm sorry I embarrassed you in front of everyone. So this is prom night. Not exactly like we pictured it.
Yeah, it is. I always knew I'd spend it with you.
I think I owe you a dance.
Yes, you do, Your Highness.
Dance with you pregnant. It's not easy.
No.